In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The best comment I've seen about Martin Luther of late is the picture, the famous, familiar picture of Luther hammering his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church. And there's guys standing around him, apparently asking what he's doing. And he looks at them and responds, "Oh, the door is fine. I'm just fixing your theology." Well, it was the eve of All Saints' Day in the year 1517, 499 years ago. It was but the beginning of the fixing or reforming the church's theology. It was not an easy nor a short process. In fact, it wasn't until another 13 years passed that the Lutheran Augsburg Confession was delivered in 1530, and yet another 63 years until the entire Book of Concord was published in 1580, our Lutheran Confessions. Luther was 34 years old on that first appearing at the doors of the Wittenberg Church, 47 years old when the Augsburg Confession was presented by his supporters, and 63 years old at his death. In his last days, after his major accomplishments of fixing Christian doctrine, translating the entire Bible and thus standardizing the German language, providing his small and large catechisms, as well as other sermons and works, still, the Reformer feared that the bright light of the pure gospel of Christ would not shine long in Germany, but would be covered in darkness again. And it has been occasionally revived and then darkened again to this very day. Nevertheless, here we are, 499 years later, preserving and proclaiming that same pure gospel to our world today. The darkness of denial and unbelief still surrounds us, and more it seems these days. But this little light is God's light, and he will not let it be extinguished. It's with some delight that we hear from the revelation to St. John on this festival, when he said, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people." Though angels are created beings created by God, the word angel itself means messenger, evangelism, the evangelical Lutheran Church, the message or the preaching. This is what St. John meant when he is told to write at the beginning of Revelation 2, the angels of the seven churches, the messengers, the pastors. In this sense, the words apply perfectly to Martin Luther, the angel or messenger, with an eternal gospel to proclaim. The eternal gospel from the very beginning of creation out of God's heart of love, and the first gospel promise in Genesis 3, then fulfilled in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and to culminate in the eternal mansions of heaven. It's called the eternal gospel in the wide sense, that is, both the calling of God's law to fear God and his judgment against sin, meant to cause people to fear God, to repent and to turn to God, and the very, very good news that God himself has come to deliver us from sin and death, something no one can do on his own and certainly cannot do for anyone else. The gospel is, as you heard St. Paul say, the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. In fact, it was in these very words that Martin Luther discovered the relief and joy of God, that when he discovered this righteousness of God is not only God's condemning word of law, but especially and finally his saving word of the gospel, that is God's righteousness and just declaration of the forgiveness of the sinner as a totally free gift on the evidence of the obedience of Jesus Christ, who died to take away the sin of the world and who rose again to give us eternal life. So, to this day, then, we are the angels, the messengers, the loud voice delivering the same gospel to ears who have never heard and those who cling to it every day of their lives, to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people, which has become literally true and more so in our day. Every person needs to hear and to receive this good news and to continually hear and receive it, because the devil, the old evil foe, is constantly trying to steal it away. Saving faith grows weak and can die when it no longer hears and receives God's word and gifts. You can stop hearing God's word and gifts by just turning away and despising God's word. But you can also stop hearing, even when you think you are hearing, when the law and the gospel are confused and God's word is covered over by the invention and contradiction of requiring human works beyond what Christ has done. The whole notion that the church, somehow having the authority to sell forgiveness of sins by means of so-called indulgences, is what motivated Luther's initial anger, which was the subject of his 95 Theses. Of course, the confused and broken theology, official theology of the church, was even more pervasive than that. So there were many ways in which the gospel was being hidden in the church's teaching and worship. It's the same today, as the cause of so-called denominational differences. To worship God as the Creator is the result of fearful repentance and giving glory to God, says our text, through the salvation won by Jesus Christ. The Reformation reversed the concept that worship is somehow something we do to Gottesdienst, God's service, something God does, his divine service. We gather around the means of grace, God's word and sacraments, not in order to give or tell God anything, but rather to receive his gifts of faith and salvation. So you see, to celebrate Martin Luther or the Reformation really is nothing else than to celebrate Jesus, the gospel of God. Receive God's grace and gifts again today by faith in Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.